Rishonim as to what exactly a take is lemaskana on women's zimun. So according to many Rishonim, women are actually chayovos. That was the view of the Rosh. That was a simple reading of the Gemara Masechet. And we had Tosfos and Rashi who disagreed and said women are not chayovos at all. I think one Erev didn't really mean chayovos. Then we have the third possibility that the Shulchan Aruch calls the name of the Smag, that women, when they're by themselves, they're pteros, but in the context of men, so they are going to be chayovos. So then we pointed out that it's very hard to understand why exactly women should be pteros, according to those Rishonim. We should work out with a couple of different reasons, and again, they were all very, very hard for us to understand. But those are the suggestions that the Mishnah Berurah has. We pointed out at the very end of the shiur that this whole discussion seems to be assuming good as Zimun is under the Rabbanon. It would be a real chi of their eyes, and then it's very, very hard to justify why women should be pteros for these reasons, which again are hard to understand. Even the Rabbanon don't understand. Come up with their eyes, it would be impossible.
Is it also interesting that we've been assuming like a very strong connection between Zimun and Bifus Muslim?
Yeah, I mean, Zimun is the beginning of the Samazan, no question about it. And that was the Rosh's whole time. The Rosh said, if women are chayavos in Brich Samazan, they can take station to us from Zimun. Zimun is the first part of Brich Samazan. Whether it's the separate bracha, whether it's the first part of the first bracha, we'll see a little bit later on. Okay? Good. However, there's one thing that seems to be agreed upon by everybody, seems to be in the Gemara, that even Al Atzah, the women are chayavos in Zimun, that means by themselves. Nosh Mizamos was the Losh Gemara? Nosh Mizamos imply that in the context together with men, that wouldn't work. Namely, you have two men, one woman, one man, two women, they're not mitzur for yachad, the bench. And the question is, why not? Like, if you're really old, the women are chayavs and zimuns, they're equal footing with men, like, they say, why shouldn't they be obligated to bench together to actually form a zimun together with the men?
Jesus.
Oh, so somebody should point out the notion of pritzus. Now, the idea of pritzus.
That was mentioned by Rabbi.
Oh, okay, well, that's what you're. So the Rabbi Yonah, the Bir Rabbi Yonah, comment that in Ochiyami, the Ikaron fundamentally they should have been able to consider from the Rosh Hashanah. Why not? However, say that the Bir Rabbi Yonah, if you look at the Gemara itself, the Gemara talks about the possibility of Noshim and Avodim being consider. The Gemara shoots it away. The Gemara says, "Well, they did because of princes." It says the Bir Rabbi Yonah, maybe the same is true when it comes to regular men. It's not right, it's not sneistic. Men and women, they're all palsing around and schmoozing together, being mitzarif together. So maybe that's considered to be, in a sense, a degree of princess. And therefore, the same reason that the Gemara applies to Nashim and Avotim, that applies to Nashim and regular men as well. That's a suggestion of Tamir
Binyan. Maybe different, like a man had a Miraisa and a man had a Miraisa.
Well, again, so we're not even sure. We're not sure, number one, when the women's chiv is going to run all together. It's only yourself in the Gemara. Even on the side, that's true. We're not sure it would make a difference. We're not sure that would necessarily be. Nevertheless, Rashi, under Sugya Masechet, Eruchin has a different approach to the Gemara. Rashi, if you take a look at the 8th of the Marmikomos, Rashi gives almost in a sense a more fundamental reason, not a tangential reason of the preachers, but something which is really more in the heart and soul of the Zimun itself. So if you take a look at the Rashi in the bottom of the 8th of the Marmikomos, Mizamas the Atzman, Sholosh Noshim, Bechin Sholosh Avodim. Well, ain't shnei noshim or shnei avodim bitzdar from manoshim, v'sheyesh ba'anoshim masha'ein b'noshim v'avodim, she'ein anoshim omer's bris v'inavodim omer al-lachal tonim. Comes Rashi and says, there is an intrinsic reason why men and women carry bitzdar together. Why is that? Because they mention different. It's a different chalashem mention. Women do not mention certain things that men do mention. Now, hopefully we're going to talk about this a lot more later, so yes. That there are two components of benching that women are excluded from. One is bris, obviously.
And Eretz Yisrael.
And Eretz Yisrael, that's another factor. We spoke a little bit about that yesterday. And also Torah. Now, Torah, such as the Torah, women don't have, at least in the full sense of the word, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, again, we're going to hopefully talk about this a little bit later on. What exactly that means? Women are not included in bris. What exactly does that mean women are not included in Torah? There's a lot to be said about that. But that concept exists. That concept exists in such a extent we mentioned yesterday. And according to Tosfos, that was perhaps the reason for what? The fact that women are not the bris b'Torah, maybe that explains that opinion in the Gemara, that women's chiv and bris b'Torah is what? Is only d'rabbanan. Like we said yesterday, in Rashi and Tosfos, what was the reason why women should be only d'rabbanan and benching? We're not even sure that that's the end, so that's the final one. So the word, Allah said that women's chiv is only d'rabbanan, so Rashi says because they're lacking in chelik and Eretz Yisrael, and Tosfos said because of the chisar of bris b'Torah. So comes Rashi here in Eruchin and highlights again the chisar of Brisa Torah, that the benching of women and men is so radically different from one another, that's what inhibits, that's what prevents that tziruf biyachad. So again, so everybody seems to agree, when the old women are chayavos in zimun, achayavos in zimun, everyone agrees that's only three women. Men and women together, not in tzara. Even because it's a tangential concern of tzniyas like Rabbi Yehuda, no? Or because it's something more fundamental of Rashi, because the benching is really fundamentally different. Yeah.
How come we don't consider that the bris of the nafilah, that maybe if the woman were to be saying that, it would be more in a sense of like, I'm Israel, I'm bris.
Okay, excellent, very good. So we're going to have to talk about this a little bit more. We talk about bris of Torah for women in general. We'll have to come back to what exactly this chesaron is all about. But, so notwithstanding what we just said, that when it comes to men and women, tzarech biyachad, for sure it's not going to work. Bein the Rash, bein the Rabbeinu Yona, there is a startling statement of the Mordechai on the 9th of the Maimonides. He calls him one of the Gedolei B'Shar Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha, the Oisim Mais, the Tzarek Isha, the Yom Zimun. Rabbeinu Simcha said that if you have 9 men and 1 woman, no problem, just throw the women in for good luck. She can make a Zimun. I didn't say she can make a Zimun of 3. She can't. Says Rabbeinu Simcha, but men and women, not the Tzur of Dachai, that's vis-a-vis the Tzur of 3. But vis-a-vis the tier of 10, if the Mishnah tells us that if we have 10, then you say I'm a Jaino, that's okay, that's fine. Women can add on, they can join together with the men to get you over the top in terms of making 10. Now, Rabbeinu Simcha just gets into a little technical problem. Even if you can tell me, what do you mean, give all the shrinking, how in the world can men and women join together for any form of benching? After all, women's chiv is on a midirabanan, the bai he would rep mishim meisa, it's a suffix in brachas, unresolved suffix. Says a ben simcha, who cares? So what? Even zolzayim, even if it's true that a woman's chiv is on a midirabanan, what does that have to do with tzivu benching? How do you know from yechem dechelos? The suffix in the gemara brachas of chav, whether a woman's chiv is on a midirabanan, that's enough to mean a vis-a-vis, it should be mighty a man. Why? Because what's the cloud gadol? In order to be mighty somebody, what's the absolute yisoid that you say this? You cannot be mighty somebody if you're what? If you're a l'chuy v'davar, right? It's much. You don't say, only if you're a l'chuy v'davar, if you're obligated to the same extent or higher extent than the person who you're being mighty. So Allah said that women's freedom is only v'davar, and gosh, because for another reason it doesn't matter. So then I understand that my brother says, a woman can't be mighty a man. But to mitzari for a zimun, mitzari for 10, was a good. But mech papli, who cares whether one's there or one's there? At the end of the day, they're both benching. So therefore, the zimun says, don't bother, don't waste my time, don't try to be a talk with the Gemara in the second brokers. But let's hear the Amalach, Skarshim, Shemaim, Shabbos, their FS. But just to join together, to be able to make, say, 10 people to say Hashem's name, big deal, who cares? I can't give Rabbeinu Simcha. So Rabbi said, you need to analyze this Rabbeinu Simcha, and analyze this Mordechai. Think about this Mordechai for a second. Do we understand this? What did Rabbeinu Simcha just say? He said to me, it's tzar for 3, that's out of the question, because the Gemara says the fair, Shnosh Mizavas, the Atzmon. But for 10, that's fine, that's cool, no problem. What's the problem?
It's still the same Zimun, which is your Adi Hashem. So yes, what is it? This is Duke Kalamas, like, it's that, it's like when you're being with 10 people, it's Hashem, it's dwelling with you.
Okay, you're right, brother. Let's find two words. What are you really asking? What's he really asking?
That we have other places where we need 10 people to fulfill a mitzvah or whatever, and in those places, a woman's not allowed.
Oh, okay. You're already asking a second level question. Okay. So we're going to break down on the standard of Bnei Simcha on two levels. The first issue we're going to deal with Bnei Simcha is, I don't understand. If the Gemara says, Mashem is honestly Atzmon, it means men and women don't join for Zimun, how can you arbitrarily say they don't join vis-a-vis 3? But they do join vis-a-vis 10. So how do you begin to tackle that logically? So Rabbi Simcha is making a matter of border an inequality here. He's contrasting two halachas of tzir. Vis-a-vis the din of tzir of 3, that men and women don't work. Vis-a-vis the tzir of 10, they do work. Now, whenever you try to study whether an equation or inequality is correct, what do you have to first ask yourself? I want to know, is A equal B? So what do I have to understand? Before I can discuss, is A equal B, I have to understand what B was in the first place. How can I discuss whether A has the same characteristics of B if I don't know what B is? So we already know these. We already know what is those three or four women. We already said it. It's chad in a second. Rashi gave one reason, maybe he had to give another reason. Rashi says you can't have a tier for women for three. Why? What does Rashi say? Because why? It's a different benching. What's bris? What's bris now? Bris.
It's priestess.
I don't understand. So whichever reason you apply, one of those reasons apply to him. If at the end of the day, it's a different benching. If Rashi's reason is correct to prevent a tier for three, why in the world should it be okay for a tier for 10? And according to Ben Yoina's reason that there's a problem, a tangential problem of priestess by three, why is there no priestess by 10? So I don't understand the mitzvah of love. It's so arbitrary that tier for three, that's a problem. Tier for 10, that's a problem. The reasons of three apply to 10 also.
So maybe it's possible that either once. So if it's like Rashi, that if I mean it's unclear according to Rabbeinu Simcha how many men there needs to be a minimum of men, how many women you can add, but it might be that there's enough that we're talking about people, there are enough men that in general there's
no, we don't have 10 men. No, but the problem is we don't have 10 men. We need 10 men. We have 9 men and 1 woman.
So maybe 9 men is enough.
We have 6 men and 4 women. So I don't understand. So why does that solve the problem? If you can't have a tzir, how does that solve the problem?
Maybe by 3, it's not allowing you to accomplish anything. Maybe about 10 it is.
No, but I don't understand. I'm still bothered with the same passion. But the simplest distinction is almost arbitrary. That tziruf for 3, that's a disaster. Everyone agrees to that. Tziruf for 10, then you're home free.
Maybe you could fall back on making 3 to 4.
What do you say? What do you say?
Because three to four still works to be mid-fur, one, two, and start with men, because the men still can do it on them.
I think we're trying to say, what are we trying to say? At the beginning, something.
That maybe the when you have 10, it's not like it's a new Zimun. It's like
The Chayr Ben Simchas is referring to is a Yisoid as follows. There's a difference between one person benching and three people benching, that's a different Birchizamot. When one person benches and two people, it's the same Birchizamot. More people, same thing. There's no fundamental difference between six people benching and seven people benching. But there is a big difference between two people benching and three people benching. That's a serif that creates a new Chalashem Birchizamot. It's a new Rav Haraya. We start off the brach with a different text. It doesn't start with Baruch Adonai Elokeinu Melech Haolam. It starts with Rabbi Yisrael Nevarech Yishem Hashem Ra'ar. That's all it's done. The real Zimun starts with Nevarech Shechal Rishalom. So that's a new brach. It's much like the Gemara. Is it part of the first brach? Is it actually a second brach? Is it Asma? It's the next week coming up right around the bend. But it's a different Birchas Hamazon. So the dim siruf of a mezumen is the creation of a new chetz, a new entity of Birchas Hamazon. So that's exactly what Rashi says in Sefer Zevachim. He says, we're trying to build the new Birchas Hamazon together. So who's going to participate in this construction of new Birchas Hamazon? So men can create a Birchas Hamazon, and men think a Birchas Hamazon. Women on their own, Nashim Zamas Liatzman, either B'Tarz Hashus, B'Tarz Chayba, they can create their own Chetz of a Birchas Hamazon. The Chetz of a Birchas Hamazon created by three women is a Birchas Hamazon minus Bris V'Tarz. That's okay, that's fine. We can look at that. But if you want to try to create a cheftza for Birchas Hamazon, and half the builders have Bris V'Torah, half the builders don't have Bris V'Torah, and they're joining together to create a cheftza for the new Birchas Hamazon, it's a chalukim of Israel. That's the chisarn of Rashi there. Mashiach, once you already have three, that's all. That is the end of Birchas Hamazon. There is no difference between Birchas Hamazon 3 and 10. There's a pasuk that is din. There's a din b'fnei atzmo. It's a separate din that when you have that 10 guys benching, he's throwing from the bottom of the cake. Through Hashem's name. But our pidin, it's the same Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Hamazon of 3. And therefore, it could be that what the Rebbe Simcha's writing at, that the chisorin of tziruf doesn't apply for a tziruf of 10, because you have a Birchas Hamazon already, and you're not trying to create something new. So perhaps that's the Bira though.
So, does that mean that you could do 5 men and 5 women?
So it sounds like.
And I'm saying it's
so. Right? So it sounds like Rabbi Simcha.
How would it solve the issue of priestess?
Oh, so the question is, so Rabbi Simcha is not for Shubhatan to be Rabbi Yoina. Maybe Rabbi Simcha was going to be this Rashi and finish it in the discussion. And Nochinah, because it's to be Rabbi Yoina, it wouldn't be a problem. If one wants to say a very, very fancy razzle-dazzle shtuk Torah and saying that even according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it's only called a pritzos when you're really accomplishing, when you're creative, when the men and women are building something together, that's called a pritzos. When they're not accomplishing something together, that's not pritzos. That's like a lumdish svar in pritzos. I mean, we usually think pritzos is not governed by rules of lumdus, it's governed by the street. It means either yeah or zanish, you know, the men and women getting too cozy for each other. So what's like a lumdish svar? Even the prutzim have a lumdus to them. It's only called a chaloy shame pritzos. You gotta get they're like really, really, you know, really go out on a limb on this one. It's a din, it's a brisket terror, two different pritzos. That ain't when, it's a kapurim terror. He says, when you're trying to create a cheftza for bichas ha-mozes, so dos is a din pritzos. Obviously, a nishkin din pritzos when you already have a cheftza bichas ha-mozes. You could say such a thing. I was looking back at my brachas notes from years ago in the Yeshiva and brachas. So one year, we lived Kate to my brachas many years ago in Yeshiva. So during June's month, so why you always have a couple of weeks at the end of the year. So when I did it, it came a couple of shiurim in the seventh practice. I looked back at my notes, it was about 12, 13 years ago. I looked back at my notes, and I couldn't believe I wrote that. I wrote that, it's only a din princess when there's a new chafter for Mechza Muslim. Okay. I don't know, maybe I thought it was true 12 years ago. It's a little shaky now, but okay, no. Anyway, I think there are better simple fits in Isaac or Dirach. That's the finish. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is another tangential din of Asara, but how would this deal with the din of the double shift?
Okay, but that's okay. So guys, we have two issues. Yeah.
If we said that going from 3 to 10 doesn't change the chaps of the bracha, you just add the Shema Hashem, but it's not. So how does Rabbi Yosimko say that you can't even start it? Three, you can't.
No, that's the
word.
Is that?
That's the question we're asking.
No, we asked that question. We gave an answer. The answer is that's good for the answer. Now, to create a zimun of three, you're creating a chavta bechza mazon. You can have different people with different types of bechza mazon joining together. You give them a star of two different kinds of bechza mazon. Okay. But to go from 3 to 10, you're not creating a new bechza mazon. You're just throwing in a tangential din of Hashem.
And that's why you can.
That's no problem. Right? We no problem. Right? So, yeah.
So where the Shulchan Aruch straight, where they get what the Mordechai is saying here by himself? Like, because Shulchan Aruch says that women can start at after three.
The women can be...
The women are high at once there's three.
No, okay, so that's a different... No. Whether women are chayavos or not, it's a different story, but even if you're chayavos, it can't be... That's mazavos the Aslan. It can't be mazavos the end of a men.
Well, the mazavos get their high when the mazavos is met.
No. If you're ready on the Then women for sure are chayos, that's true. Right. But we're talking about can they recreate the zimun themselves with men? You have two men and one woman, so that the course says no. The course says,
can you read the Shulchan Aruch? Can you suggest that the Shulchan Aruch himself says that if you add seven women?
No, Shulchan Aruch doesn't look like Rabbi says, okay, so we have two different issues related to Rabbeinu Simcha. So the first issue we solved, or at least partially solved, we stuck Rabbeinu Simcha to Rashi's camp, and we created a Shtibul Torah. That's the first issue, yeah.
So with the Mordechai and the Ketav Mishnah, according to the Mordechai, there's no Darash or Dusha by Levenu?
That's the second Kudra about the Yotu, yeah.
I assume we're saying this thing with Rashi, we're assuming that there have to be at least 3 men.
Right. If you didn't have the 3 men, then you get the building blocks. Right. So again, Rabbi Sai, now we have a second issue related to the Mordechai. The Mordechai is taking a stand on an issue. The Mordechai is telling you a story that you could have 10 people, not all of them are men over the age of my mitzvah, some of them are women, and we have no qualms saying the magic word Elokeinu. Now, that becomes very, very questionable. Why does that become questionable, by saying? Why is that questionable? Because, wait a second. You're going to say Elokeinu without 10 men? What is the nature of this din of saying Elokeinu in Birchas HaMazon? The Mishnah says the Feirush and says brothers, and you say Elokeinu, when you reach 10, you say Elokeinu. Yesh lachor, yesh ladun. What's the nature of this halacha that we go up a notch and we say Elokeinu? Dafka with the magic number 10. We're familiar, the Mishnah tells us in the second Megillah, that there's a din of Darshan Kedusha, that there are many, many things that are labeled as Darshan Kedusha, like Marshal, Kedusha itself, Kaddish, Baruch, a whole list of things that appear in the Mishnah Masechas Megillah, that are called Darshan Kedusha, and Darshan Kedusha require 10 men. How do you know that? Vishnei, 10 men. So, Mashal, look down from Pasuk. V'nikdashni Sosh B'nei Yisrael and B'soch Ad Masav Eida Rahazos V'tov with the whole drasha. It comes out that the definition, the halachic definition of Kedusha, Kedusha, is dafka tenet. Now, granted, the saying of Kaddish and Kedusha Baruch, these are all with the Rabbanon. These were instituted in the days of Darshayim, but the Chazal instituted, Ashkenazim instituted, Mishkat Tefillah. But the concept is a concept of the Arise. The fact that ten men are the definition of Kedushas Hashem, that exists on the level of the Arise. Minaf Gemini with the Arise. The whole din is only with the Rabbanon. Minaf Gemini on the level of the Arise. Anybody know? Who cares? What kind of din the Arise is? The Gemara is from Sukkim, the Gzeir Shabbos, the whole Maisel, the whole Drasha, that ten men is the definition of a level of Kedusha with the Arise. What do I care? What does it mean this for? If the whole Naf Gemini is only with the Rabbanon, what's the Naf Gemini with the Arise?
Because if women are only five
in their abundance. No. What is all their abundance? I'm talking about, I went on in a level of their Isa. Not do a Bechzemach, not do a Tefillah, not do a Kaddish Kedusha. They went on a totally different area of Allah. It's going to end of the 8th parak of Sanhedrin. It's the din of Kiddush Hashem Barabim. It's a Allah.
An Ayin Dalet. With, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's a din at the end of it, the Ayin Dalet of Sanhedrin, about the din of Yehor Gal Yavor. If a non-Jew comes to me and he says, I should be, he wants me to be Michal Shabbos. So do I have to listen to him or not?
Unless you're from.
So it gets very, very tricky, right? So the Gemara says it depends. That if it's Barabim, if it is people of Averis, but it's not Jew Rai, it's true, it's not Tzik B'Yochid. But if it's other Averis, if it's Barabim, and his goal is to make Yichil Hashem, not that he's hungry, he wants a piece of meat to eat, because he wants to make Litzonis out of Judaism, he wants to make a Bizyanis of the Torah, so, and he's going to do it in front of 10 people, he wants to touch Yehor Gal Yavor. Because why is that? Because that's the pasuk, Lo Sechal Hashem Kodshi, Mekdash Nibesech B'nei. So that's the Chiyuv HaTorah of Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Rabim. So comes the Gemara and says, and how much constitutes Rabim for the purpose of Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Rabim? And Gemara says, Besech B'nei Yisrael, 10 men, this entire Drasha. So that's the Din Yaraisa, that the definition of Kiddushas Hashem B'Rabim is 10 men. The only nafkamina, the level of deraisa, is a nafkamina vis-a-vis the mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Now, with the Rabbanon, Chazal instituted the Baruch of the Kedusha, Chazal instituted to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so called the Tikkun Rabbanon came deraisa Tikkun. They instituted the Din Rabbanon came the Din deraisa kiddush Hashem Rabbin, and they said you should only say Baruch Hu. Kedusha says all these things only in the context of a minyan. Okay. So we know there's a din of Dvarashim Kedushim requiring a minyan, and we find the Mishnah of Maseches Brachas in the seventh paragraph talks about we have a minyan. So the already connected dots between the Mishnah Brach, the Mishnah Gil, and the same stomach. What's the Biran though? For why is it a minyan celebrated? It must be saying, well, again, it's the Mishnah Kedusha. The stomach asked the shah. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's not true. Maybe the saying, okay, it's not the Mishnah Kedusha. I can't say Hashem's name without minyan. I don't say Elokeinu Melech Olam Bor Priyat Mofa without minyan. I say Elokeinu all the time. Baruch Elokeinu Shemar Lechvonu. Eitan Katz doesn't sing Baruch Elokeinu without minyan. So Elohad, maybe there's a new Elohad. There's a different din. It's nothing to do with the Dabash B'Kedusha. Saying Elokeinu is a Nish Dabash B'Kedusha. There's a new Elohad called when you bench and you get 10 people together as an added Shemach to the Baruch Shalom. So we hike it up a little bit and we say Hashem's name, Mamash. We don't just refer Bar. Don't just say Nevarach Shechal Mishalom. So we say Baruch Elokeinu as an added shemach v'avoya to Ribbono Shel Olam. But again, it's not the Torah's Mamish of Kedusha. My nafkamina with Dina. Who cares? Semantics. But is it a Dina Mamish of Kedusha? Mishnah Mamish of Kedusha. What's the answer? It's a big nafkamina. How exactly do you define 10 for these purposes? If you hold that it's a Mamish of Kedusha, then Mamish of Kedusha, you can have Mamish of Kedusha without 10 men finished. Because the Malkus is from Yibam B'Tov Ha'edah Ha'ra Zois. From the Baragdom was 10 men, finished end of discussion. So if you go down the route that it's Dabash B'Kedusha, it's like Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu, that there's a very, very specific halachic parameters of specific halachic definition of 10 men, and women will never ever make the mark. But if you're willing to entertain the possibility that this is not a din of Dabash B'Kedusha, it's a separate halacha, it's a halacha from Yafa, just the vote to the rabbi, a lot of people is Moshe Rabbah to the Baruch Shalom. Maybe one can argue, women can suffice for that as well. So Rabbi Nesimcha is clearly taking a stand in this issue. And the fact that Rabbi Nesimcha is sanctioning, saying Shem Hashem in the absence of 10 men, 7 for Do, you see from here, Rabbi Nesimcha held, wow, no, It's a din b'fnei atzmai, and it's a din b'fnei atzmai, we state that you have to have the afkamen. That's clear for Rabbeinu Simcha. Who disagrees with Rabbeinu Simcha? Who's the Rambam? The Rambam. If you take the Rambam in the 10th of the Rambam Koimus, the Rambam writes, Noshim yavon b'tanam yimizam and alein avon b'tanam yatzvon. In the very last line, about Noshim yimizam b'tanam the yatzvon, about the yatzvon, Zav the Rambam, don't say something about the Rambam and the son, Ulubach b'yizam b'shem. Provided that what? That they don't say Shem Hashem. Why? He connected the dots. Connect the arrow between the sugya and the Sefer Megillah about those Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu and the din of Benchi Mishem Hashem. It's all a din of Dosh Kedusha. Therefore, the Rambam says, unequivocally without the Amen, nothing in the sense. So now we have Machlekes Gedel Yerushalayim, the Rambam, and the Simcha. What is the nature of the din of ten changes the nusach? Ten change the nusach because it becomes a davar shel kedusha, or does ten change the nusach just stam as the head of sheref v'hodoya, lav dafka, that you need the requirements of davar shel kedusha? Machlokes the Rambam, there it is. Anyone want to make any rayos? Just off the bat.
Good morning,
but it doesn't say it. It doesn't really. Gemara Megillah lists off the Rambam Kedusha, but here this is not part of that list. So maybe that leads us to believe it's not the Rambam Kedusha. So I want to know. I have an independent shy. I'm collecting Rambam medicine. I want to know. Is this a Rambam Kedusha ticket in or not? Have any ideas? I was thinking of an interesting rabbi.
According to Rabbeinu Simcha, there's no difference between the Zimut HaLokeinu and Zimut HaLokeinu.
There's no difference? What do you mean there's no difference?
It's better.
There's no difference between...
It's a better... It's an added kiyum of saying HaLokeinu. It's the same basic benching, that's what we say.
No, it's not... It's not the Rabbeinu Simcha.
Right. Okay, but you still have to do it. It's a chiyum of the Rabbeinu Simcha. Add the Shem after the Rabbeinu Simcha to say the word HaLokeinu. But it does not go from the Luchas Dama Shabbatushim. And just looking for a ride.
Anyone
you
stand up?
So that's not necessarily right. That'd be enough for me. I'm still looking for a ride. I don't have any rides. An interesting ride. A stinking.
Isn't there another Mishnah in this paragraph?
Yeah, it says more.
That talks about how when you have the more that you add.
Oh! So my chlek is with the Yosef Lili near our bottom. Come to Yosef Lili with a very, very strange sheet. Come to Yosef Lili and says, when you have 10 people, then you say, I'll kill you. And when you have 100 people, you say, what does it basically say? I don't remember? The Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. And when you have 1,000 people, what do you say? The Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. Okay. When you have 10,000, Yoshua, Kruvim, every time you go up in tens, geometrically the Shevach goes higher and higher and higher. It basically says, Ach, Mechudish Tipavort. We'd have a Nata Paschke that way. But Rabbi Yosef is a very, very strange thing. Answer your question. Is there a halachic difference between 10 and 100? 100 is more condition.
But Rav Amadrus Melech.
That's true. Is there any halachic difference between 60 and 61? It means it's a little bit more Ravam. But is there a new entity called 100? What did you say? It's a Monday. It's a strange thing. I understand the difference between 9 and 10. That's the drush. That's exactly the cost of that I get. But which state in halacha new category called 100? So what's Pshat going to be saying, Lulu? What do you see according to him? That these added shvachim are not really the Rosh Kedusha Dikadim. These added shvachim, the fact that you add something at 100,000, 10,000, 100,000, whatever numbers you go to, does it not do with the Rosh Kedusha? Those added shvach to the Rosh Kedusha, the more the greater, the more hopeful the people, the better. So it's nidalei on there, it's shaykh to say, that just as according to the Yosef Lili, when you get to 100, you say Hashem, that's not a Tov Shem Kedusha, that's not an addition, that's an idea for the Tov Shem Kedusha. Tov Shem Kedusha is not a Nechayim, saying Hashem will get you. It's Shevach, it's a tangential Shevach that's a Nechayim. Who in the Navi, the original din of saying Elokeinu in the first place, was not a din of darsha v'kedusha. The din of seil came in the first place was a din of shevach. So just as the going to be yosek, the added numbers along the way are not darsha v'kedusha. Could be the original came was also not darsha v'kedusha. Or is that an ironclad rhyme? Can anyone be darsha the rhyme? It will be different, right?
Maybe 10, you add something, and then after you get past that barrier, then you just continue your show.
Oh, so in other words, that just because the additional levels, additional layers of adding Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei, Tzavakos, Yishmaku, etc., even though those are clearly have nothing to do, those are not rooted in Dabshin Kedusha, those are clearly rooted in the tangential bit of adding Sheva, maybe Rabbi Yossi Gluli Hill is a brisk of art, they're too din in. It's a very brisk of entry according to Yossi Gluli. When you go from 9 to 10, so then you went from what? From not Dabashim Kedusha to Kain Dabashim Kedusha. When you go from 10 to 100, that's added Shevach. So they're almost like three directives, three addings of benches. There are, and we start off by saying that there are multiple types of benches in Halacha. When you bench B'yachidus, that's one kind of benching. When you bench B'3, that's a new Chal Hashem, that's called benching with Zimun. When you get to 10, that's called benching with Zimun with Dabashim Kedusha. When you get to 100, that's called benching with Zimun with Dabashim Kedusha with added Shevachas. When you get to 1,000, that's a nochamo, added no even more shvachim to the Rebbeinu. So just because of Yosef Lulli is going from 10 to 100, 100,000, 10,000, are not rooted in Dabshim Kedusha, that doesn't indicate to me that the original jump from 9 to 10 is not Dabshim Kedusha. Maybe that is. The Eidish Lulcha, what could be Daish of the Rav of Yosef Lulli? That maybe that's exactly where we part ways with Yosef Lulli. How come we don't pass like it? How come we pass in that 10 stops, that's it? It's all there is, there ain't no more? So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes in Lumbus? Why does Rabbi Yosef Lulli say you go every time you get another zero to add more Shvachim? And we say, no, Adkav Lo Yosef. Maybe that's good for the Machlekes HaTanoim. What is the nature of the din of adding Elokeinu? So Rabbi Yosef Lulli held that adding Elokeinu is Mitara Shevach, so therefore he was more tempted to take the possibility of multiple Shvachim depending on how many zeros there are in the number. Whereas the Rabbanan said, Mapitom, it's not just a Shevach B'Yama, it's a din of Darshan B'Kedusha. So once you reach Darshan B'Kedusha, you're oversaturated. You get 10 to 100, there's no difference. It's the same minyan, whether you have 10 people davening, you have a million people davening, it doesn't matter. Whether you're davening a small minyan, you're 10, you're davening in MetLife Stadium or something, it doesn't matter. A million, 100,000, it's the same minyan, it's the same Darshan B'Kedusha. So again, we thought that maybe within Rabbi Yossi Gluli there's an inkling that it's not rooted in Dabshim Kedusha. We're not even sure that's true. And even if it's true according to Rabbi Yossi Gluli, we're not sure it's true according to the Chacham. So when all the dust settles, what are we Rabbi say? We're absolutely sure that we're not what?
Sure.
That we're not sure. Good. That's a good way, a good place to be. So we don't have any Raya Berurahs yet. We're still not sure what the din is. Well, let's analyze Rabbi Simcha just a little bit further. Rabbi Simcha told us about Gechem. She told us that you can have 8 men, 2 women, that's fine. And Nashman Zamas Niatzman somehow didn't bother him, so we said Alam the Shabbat with the Rashi. And then Dabash Mekdusha doesn't give us a problem either, because he holds fundamentally this is not Dabash Mekdusha. It's a different type of halacha. And since it's a different type of halacha, it's not governed by the regular rules of 10 requiring 10 men. Do we have any other precedent for this? Have any other idea, anything else that mimics this concept? That sometimes that halacha requires 10, but it's not really a different type of kedusha. It's a different type of halacha. It's just a question of multiple people. It's a lot of people. It's a farhesi. It's a lot of people around. It's not a different kedusha to kedin, and therefore it doesn't really interest, doesn't really concern me whether those people are men or women. Anyone else?
Possibly
for shevach. Well, so shevach is an interesting one. The Gemara says that you have to make Sheva Brachas with the minyan. And there, also, it's not clear, is that also Kedusha, maybe it's something else. And there, one could have maybe argued there on the minyan. The other one said, didn't you do? At the end of the day, you do. One could have argued, maybe not, based on the same day. Any ideas? But we find in Halacha that you need the magic number 10, but it's not to create the Chetz of the Nevesh of Kedusha. The magic number 10 is a different form of the Gemara, right? It's more of a din of almost like publicizing, a din of piercing. That is din of Darsh Kedusha, and therefore maybe we can mix and match men and women together. Anyone know?
Assuming they mix.
Yeah, by which particular mitzvah?
I think it's Chanukah.
Chanukah is the chiddush, the more simple cases by Purim. The Gemara beginning of Maseches Megillah discusses about whether Kriyas HaMegillah, no Kriyas HaMegillah requires Pesumei Nisa. It was a Shaila, about can you read the Megillah without a Megin? Does it make sense to read a Biyochid? So there was a whole discussion about
yourself.
That. So there was a whole discussion about that. Can you, can't you? You know, it's not a Megin. It's not a whole discussion.
Don't we say that that you have to even interrupt your Torah learning to go to Megillah?
Yeah, but for whatever reason, the guy's by himself. Okay, he's stuck in the desert island somewhere. So like the whole discussion in the Gemara is Megillah even b'di'evan maybe according to some Rishonim, at least the Chachila, so is it Nikra?
The pasuk from Yeshua that says you have to stop.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying you have to stop. No, I'm not saying you have to stop. I want to know bottom. The bottom line is I can't. Guy's sick, he's not coming to Shul. He's laying the Megillah in the privacy of his own home. So that's a different kind of a Megillah. That's a Megillah b'yach, not a Megillah b'rabin. Megillah b'rabin means 10 people. And there are enough communities Ladina based on that. There are many Rishonim who say, that the bracha after the Megillah, Harabas Rivein Vadanas, which is only a bracha shal minik, it's not a shal Rishur, so it's not a bracha shal Chova. So it's not a bracha shal Kedusha, it's a minik of a bracha. Many Rishonim say you don't make that bracha unless you're learning B'tzibur. That a Megillah B'tzibur is a different kind of a Megillah B'yochid. So that halacha, that Megillah B'tzibur, we pass him in the end of the Yom saying Chris and Megillah B'tzibur. But clearly there's a difference in halacha between a Chris and Megillah B'tzibur versus not B'tzibur. What constitutes Tzibra for these purposes? Do you need 10 men to constitute Tzibra for Megillah? Again, there aren't that many enough communities in Ladina. You have a few here and there. Is it a different Tzibra? So the Chor is not a Tzibra. Chris Megillah is not a Dorsh B'Kedusha. Hashem's name is never mentioned in Megillah. It's not a Dorsh B'Kedusha. It's a din of Presume Milsa. So Presume Milsa, the Chor depends upon are the 10 people there, not 10 men there. If you want to say Kaddish Kedusha, you need 10 men. That's exerts across somebody. Dash to the circle, and so means 10 men. Finish, end of discussion. But when you're dealing with other kinds of dinim of 10, which are not rooted in Dabash Kedusha, rooted in other areas of Allah, of Prisim and Milsa, multitudes of people around, Mishabech and Gershom, things of that nature. So just as Rabbeinu Simcha said that for the din of benching with 10, you don't need the rules that govern Dabash Kedusha, even women can count. Maybe one can argue that the same would be true when it comes to Kriyas Megillah B'Tzibur, that the Tzibur definition of Kriyas Megillah maybe doesn't depend upon the Rosh Hashanah. There's a Ruah, such a svar like that. That if you have men and women together, so again, we're not advocating women's minyanim, Kriyas Megillah for anything else, but when you have a group of 10 men and women, maybe that's enough to be called the Megillah B'Tzibur. Maybe. So it's a different kind of a definition of tzibur. It's not the regular dinim of Dabash B'Kedusha. It's a new type of halacha. Maybe one would be the same as men for that. Maybe. It's the same idea as Rabbeinu Simcha is saying. Somebody mentioned before, there is Chanukah. There is Chanukah, Lamaisi, you can be Yotzin, there's Chanukah, Bichidus also. Right? Like, there's no chumra that you have to have 10 people present for there is Chanukah. Except for when? Anyone know? There's only one context that maybe you have to have 10 people present. Anyone know?
In shul.
So in shul, the Rishonim writes, the Rivash writes that why do we like there's kind of shul altogether?
So when you
say Yotzei in shul, the only Yotzei in Yerusha Beisa, only Yotzei in your own house. So what are you lighting in shul? So the Rishonim write, and even though the Gemara doesn't have the minhag of lighting in shul, we have the minhag of lighting in shul. Why? To add a minhag that was instituted in the days of the Rishonim for the purposes of what? Of Chisum and Nisa. There are some who suggest, Moshe Sturmer suggests in the Sefer, that maybe the minig of lighting shul started after the time when the Rishonim write that in the olden days they used to light mamash b'chutz, they used to light literally outside. So Tosfos writes that we can't light outside anymore because it's too dangerous. The government take the menorah. So the Gemara says,
"Box that they have in your shrine."
Yeah, it's true. You can do a lot of things. I'm saying you live in Tinek, so if you're going to light outside, so the fire bomb is going to come. The Gemara says that if you live in a place where they can take away your menorah, they can blow your menorah, you can get in trouble for lighting outside. So, Menichah Shulchan. So, B'diyavid, you can be Yotik, Halachas Neiris, of Chanukah inside the house as well. But, Lechet Chilash, Lechet Chilash is supposed to light outside. That's the greatest specific reason. So, Tosfos writes that in their days, the Middle Ages, they couldn't light in Europe, they couldn't light outside, it was too dangerous. So, they used to light inside. And then, follow what the Gemara says, B'diyavid, Yotik, even inside. So, one could argue that in the days of the Rishonim, when they realized that they weren't fulfilling the absolute optimum of Pirsumin Nisa, so they try to come almost like a little slipper, like a Tashlumin to the Pirsumin Nisa. So the Rishonim at the same time institute the minhag of lighting in shul. That's a different, some suggest those two changes happen at the same time. But whatever it is, the lighting in shul is a different kind of a lighting. It's a Pirsumin Nisa type of lighting. It's not a regular lighting. It's not for the mitzvahs of Lachshtei Chanukah. It's pure Pirsumin Nisa without fulfilling Mamish the mitzvah itself. And that's the shalom, the Tosfos. Now, how can we make a bracha? So Shacharach holds from the Rebbe, make a bracha when we light in shul. It's a big bella. How do we make a bracha? It's a minhag. It's not for now. from the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Emden when the following Chiddush he writes that when you light the menorah in shul, you have to have a minyan there. It's a big problem on Friday, very often, you know, right before mincha, they light the menorah half the time, people, the other ones even there, they don't even have a minyan, yeah. And they light the menorah, they make the bracha. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, you can't do that. Why? He says, because there's no minyan. Without a minyan, without 10 people there, it's not personally near in Milsa. There's no personally. He said, Bish, love of being in your own house. I don't need a minyan to see the menorah, because that's the mitzvah. That's good enough. But if the whole takana was to be farsim as an ex barabim, and you don't have a rabim there, so Yaakov Emden, you can make a bracha there. So the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure that that's right. But according to Yaakov Emden's Chumrah, so maybe one could argue, how many people have to be there? 10 people. Do they have to all be men? Maybe not. If 8 men in the men's section, 2 women in the Ezra's Nashim, the women came earlier than the men in Shul, so you have 10 people in Shul. So maybe even for Yaakov Emden's Chumrah, maybe 10 people would suffice. Because again, these are not Dvarim Shabbatushis, they're different types of Allah. So I call upon him, we have a running machloik this year between the Ben Simcha against the Rambam against the Mishnah about is the A to say Hashem Hashem, is that with the Torah as Dvarim Shabbatusha, or is that some other kind of just created Shabbat and Nafkamina? Any other Nafkamina is Ladina? Blue mentioned a good Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina?
Standing.
Do you have to stand for Elokeinu? So we know there are different people. Some people mama stand up. Some people give a little, you know, yeshivasha, you know, shuffle with you, shoulders a little bit. And some people just kind of, you know, sit back with their feet up and shuffle. So what's the issue? You should have to stand up. So generally, Dov Shem Kedusha, stand up for it. You should stand for Dov Shem Kedusha. The Gemara quotes at Eilu, Shefi comes to Eglon, Moab. And he says, but I have a word Hashem has spoken to me. I have something to tell you in the name of Hashem. So what is Eglon? Eglon is a Russia Marusha. He's an anti-Semite. He's fighting the Kleisrael, destroying Kleisrael. What is he doing? He hears Hashem's name. What does he do?
He stands up.
Right? Which, of course, Eglon takes advantage of that position and, you know, whatever does what he has to do with him. Okay? But the Gemara says that the chus of standing up, what was he saying to do?
Shiach comes from
the Rus from Shiach comes from that chus. He stood up for Dov Shem Kedusha. So at the beginning, to stand up, so to stand up for Dov Shem Kedusha. So those who hold, like the Rambam says in Mishnah, that Mamash and Dov Shem Kedusha should stand for the same of Elokeinu, and those who hold a Kabbinah Simcha, so hold, you're not really equipped to stand up. Most of us don't really stand at full attention. We just kind of, you know, do what we do. So, we're probably assuming it's not an absolute Dov Shem Kedusha, unless we're assuming that even if it's Dov Shem Kedusha, that means that if you're already standing, you shouldn't sit down. That there's machlekes ben Hava about the Kaddish. It's fine when somebody says Kaddish, so whoever's sitting remains sitting. If you're standing, then you shouldn't sit down. If you're sitting, that will have to get up. And we, Ashkenazim, we get up, actively get up for Dov Shem Kedusha. When it comes to the bracha of Elokeinu, so some people do get up, most people don't formally get up, at least not to some degree. Okay, so what's so? Yeah.
So that sort of implies that we don't necessarily
we're not convinced that's a real Dov Shem Kedusha.
So then, what's the halacha in terms of Nashim being added?
Yeah, in Kozeh, we don't. In my examining, we don't do that. We would be 10 men in order to say. We would never follow the Shabbat.
What's the reason for that?
We're not, maybe the first reason we're not so sure. It's not called the tzirof. Even if it's not the kedusha, we're not so sure he's right on the first one. Maybe that's called the mitzar from men and women together. The only nashim is obviously the answer. Maybe. So everybody says, this chaz, what do we have? What do we have? What do we have in the sugi? So what do we have in this? So we started off with, it appears to be a steer in Gemara's, whether women are chayavas in benching the zima or not. So we have textual issues about the Gwenerim and the Brachas. Then we have a conceptual issue with the Rosh. If you hold that women are Chayavos to bench, which they are, he did the rights of the Rabbanim, why should they not be Chayavos to Samen? So we threw in a few, Mr. Brook suggested a couple of reasons. We had a little difficult with some of those reasons. Then we said, even Al Asad, the women are Mamash for Chayavos to bench, Afro Bichay, but not only Rosh and Zanos, we have funds, we have Mahmoud Bash and Yaina, what that's based on. Then we had a medicine for this great Kiddush. On two levels, that women can be mitzvahs together with men to create a benching of for 10 people to say Shem Hashem. So we said that how does they get around the problem of not being mitzvahs together? So we gave a shiur that maybe the tzirah is on when you're creating a new chavetz of mitzvah, And going from 3 to 10 is really the same basic of Birchas Hamazon. And that was our suggestion. Then we have the second Nekuda, Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha raised the issue, isn't it a Darshan of Kedusha, like the Rambam says? We said, no, we backtracked. We said, not necessarily. And then we even tried to bring some money to Raya's, why it should not be a Darshan of Kedusha. Al Atzad is not a Darshan of Kedusha, it's just a din of 10. Then we gave a couple of the Shalom, Gilad, and Hanukkah, where you can require a magic number 10, but the magic number 10 doesn't translate to mean Darshan of Kedusha. Okay, any other questions on this? You can tell. Yeah, so you have a lot of these kinds of things, like Avedos and Hasanuk. The Rav suggested that those are all very different dinim. Those dinim are that whenever you have a mitzvah of Milos Chasadim, so you have to be Gomer Chesed as a Yochid and Gomer Chesed as a Tzibur. So we have to be Sameh Chas Mekala as a Tzibur, so we have 10 people together to represent Klal Yisrael. And you have to have Avedos, so you have to have 10 people represented by Yisrael. So one could argue, whenever you have representatives of the Tzibur, that has to be meant. Not all the Tosh and Kedushim. Sheher Brach is not Dosh and Kedushim. What's the Dosh and Kedushim doing? Why is Shura Dosh and Kedushim? None of these things are Dosh and Kedushim. The representatives of Klal Yisrael, so it always require 10. Some say that laning is also not Dosh and Kedushim. The Mishnah says you need 10 people for laning. So the Rishonim are bothered, what do you mean? 10 people for laning? What's the Dosh and Kedushim for laning? So some Rishonim say, they're saying a Baruch. The Ran writes, the laning itself is not enough Dosh and Kedushim, but the Bracha before, the Baruch is. And the Rav said that the reason why you need a minyan for laning is a different reason than Gamrin. He said that it's Ka'ein, the first Kriyas HaTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael together. He said the Divrei Torah, so whenever we lay, we're mimicking that reading of Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore we require a minyan. That's what the Rav said, the Beer, the famous Rambam. The Gemara says in the Babasa that the last eight Pesukim of the Torah, Yochid Kriyas HaTorah, that a Yochid can read them. So there are different opinions what that means, a Yochid. So the Rambam has a unique sheet. The Rambam says it means Mamash Bechidus. So you don't need a minyan for Sifat Torah. Sifat Torah, if one's still doing it to Kiddush, you can go back and say Chasan Torah and finish everything in a minyan. So the rabbi says, what do you mean? What happened to a minion? Happened at me. Last day Pesukim, what happened to a minion? So the rabbi explained, because the last day Pesukim were not said by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. Because the Yom HaShem, Moshe Ben HaShem. So the Machlekes and the Gemara, Machlekes and the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those words. Those words, by Yom HaShem, Moshe, the last day Pesukim, have full-fledged conditions of Torah, the same as the rest of the Torah. It's not clear whether Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote those words into the first name of the Torah, or maybe they're written by Yeshua after Moshe Rabbeinu died. Machlekes and the Torah. The Rav said, but everybody agrees that Moshe didn't say it in the Klal Yisrael. I mean, it would have been pretty silly. He's getting, okay, guys, let's all get together, listen to the last, this is the last Hashir. But Yom HaShem, Moshe, and Hashem. He died, he's saying the words. So that would be very, very strange. Lokam Naviyad Kemosh, Moshe, what do you mean, Lokam? He's still alive, he's still here. So everyone agrees that he didn't Mamash say the words. He maybe wrote it to the Sefer Torah, but he didn't say the words. And the Rav said, that's what the Rambam held, that you don't need a minyan for the last day of Pesukim, because there never was a Kriya of those last day of Pesukim. So you have a lot of dinim that require 10 people that are not dinim of Dovshim and Kedusha. So, but those are dinim almost of Klal Yisrael. Like, you see, it was a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. One could argue those are shorter than that. The other dinim was Nisa, Shema, those kinds of things, maybe.
Can we
work
out a Kaddish by woman?
Is a whole different story, but the woman can say the Kaddish or not. The Pasha is mostly possible, but the women should not be saying Kaddish. There was some. Yeah, there's some who permitted it. Some shuls permitted.
Why?
Why do some shuls permit it? They hold it. There is a minyan there. Now the women are just saying the words of Kaddish. I don't know. So basically, I wanted to say, for the 2 minutes that are left, I just want to share one important thought related to this sugya. It's a lomdusha sugya. You know, we took a sugya of women benching mezibah and talking about cheftas of birchas hamazon, it's a lot of shus. But you got to put lomdus everything's got lomdus. You have to look for it. Sometimes you have to make it up, and sometimes you have to look for it. Find it all there between the lines. But there's something very, very important. Mamash, I don't want to say more important than lomdus, but definitely a very great significance about this sugya. If somebody would have asked the Shaila in the 1700s, should women bench Mezumim or not? The Alliance bench Mezumim? So we already know, Taisus quotes, that some Rishonim, those from Avraham, his daughters used to bench Mezumim, most people didn't bench Mezumim, they grew up asking you really, I'm a Chuyav, the Shulam Paschim Rishos. If someone would have asked the question 200 years ago, so it would have been a real long this Shaila, I would have said, it's Machlek Yisrael Rishonim, and it could be the Russians right, it could be the Gulag right, it could be really Achiel, it's Rishon. We could have learned the Sugya almost in a vacuum, and Paschim the Sugya based on its own merits. But we don't live in the 1700s. We live in Yetoshin Ayaches, in a whole new world, a very, very different world. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Masechet Yuma that there are certain things that Chazal did, It's called the Hoitzim Liebenshof Tzedukin. The Hoitzim Liebenshof Tzedukin means that there were certain factors, there were certain groups in Klal Yisrael who were espousing kfir and curses and things that were antithetical to Torah, particularly Darshan about that. And Chazal realized that we sometimes have to make a stand on things to show this people are wrong. We have to go the extra mile to do things, not to give a piskon peh. Anyone should think that the stigma right. The rest of the fascinating thing. There was a machlekes between the chachamim, between those who believed in teshur peh, the happy curses, and the people was the machlekes. We were right, they were wrong. About whether para aduma can be done, but someone who's a tulyom. Tulyom means that he went to the mikveh ready, but it hasn't yet gotten dark. So normally a tulyom is still to some degree tameh. So I would have thought that he can't prepare the para aduma, he has to be tahor. So the teshur peh, we have a special tradition that says that no, even a tulyom is kosher for para aduma. But the tzedukim says no, that a tulyom is no good. So you know what the chacham did to show the tzedukim were wrong? An unbelievable thing. What did they do? Lahachis, what did they do? They made the guy a tulyom. They took a kohen who was tahor from the day he was born. He never came close to anything tummy. He never touched the shares of that. And they made him tummy on the day of Shreikas Para Aduma. They made him tummy, threw him into the mikvah, made him into a tulyom, and said to the tzedukim, aha, you guys think this is no good? We're going to show you. But this is a crazy thing. The terrorist is when you're fighting against things which are undermining Amuna and the basic is saying this about Masoira, so then you have to sometimes do things that are, like the Rambam writes, get to the Shvil Azov. Sometimes you have to go to the other extreme in order to get back where it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, we know that in today's world, one of the biggest forces antithetical to authentic Torah today are the forces that have been associated with the movement of feminism, which expressed itself in so many different ways, from the women's Megillah readings, to the women's Kriyas HaTorahs, to the women's Pesukei Zimras, to the women rabbis, to the women Dayanot, to the, you know, whatever you want to put into this mixture, and I'm not going to guard my words carefully, whoever this mixture, there is a movement out there, there is a feeling out there, there are forces out there that are absolutely, completely antithetical to our Messiah, antithetical to our Torah Shabbat path, in all shapes and forms. So now the question becomes, somebody wants to know, Rabbi, can we bench Bezimun? The question is, what's behind that question? Is it because you learned the Sugya and the Machakas, the Rosh, and the Gwadi Rosh? That was in the 1700s. And today, it's a statement. A statement that, you know, we can do things, and we're the same as men, and the Halakha should be shut. We're going to have women's minyanim. We're only going to say Sukkot Zimra because Sukkot Zimra is a minig anyway. Every case, I can make a lumbus better than I can make a lumbus to explain why you can have the women do it. It's irrelevant. It's a mood issue. It's completely and totally irrelevant. So there are very real halachic issues. All the things that are espoused in these kinds of movements, there are serious halachic issues. But perhaps even more important than the serious halachic issues is the undermining, the rebellion, that notion against Tarshu Ben. Again, I'm not pointing fingers at any given woman, any woman who mentioned this woman, and saying, aha, you're a moredness against Chasmi Torah. I'm not saying that. Some people just don't know. People don't know. They don't understand. But when you live in a world of a climate where war has been declared against authentic Torah, and unfortunately one of the banners of the war is carried by those kind of forces, so we have to act in a following that. Therefore, Lefiani is dieting. Women should not be encouraged to bench Zimun. They should answer when the men are benching. They should not make their own Zimunim. Even though one can argue up the halacha, it's either Rishus or Chova, it's not terrible up the halacha. But in today's world, it's something that's not acceptable. So again, it's something that carries over to women's tefillin, women's talis, many, many other sugyas that are part of the same story. That the most good leave on one has to be very real. Okay, we should have a wonderful one for Shabbos and Shabbos.